Okay, well, listen, Baruch Hashem, we're able to together to learn.
Well, maybe he just wants to take care of him. So, yeah. Everybody's done that.
Yeah.
Hold on a little bit for a few minutes. So, we began, made a little start on Sif Aleph. In Simon Yud Dalet, where we're looking at the halakhs of Sukkot Zimra, and specifically the dinim of Hefsek in the period between Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtabah. We spoke about the concept of basically as well, Sam, Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtabah are the bracha before and the bracha after the Sukkot Zimra, and they're sort of, they're like a bracha on the mitzvah, where therefore we can't be mafsik because this bracha goes on, this bracha goes on this particular, on the, this mitzvah. We mentioned the Musaf of Ramosha about announcing the page numbers. That could maybe be considered a slogan of the Tiller. And I think now we're up to about one or two lines in, so we'll just read over from the beginning. So, min hodu ad la'ata ha'shira him of Pesukei Dezimra, they are the Pesukei Dezimra, uvaro sh'omer yivracha shlifnei, v'yishtala fi bracha shel ha'achrei. V'yishnitzel baruch sh'omer ad la'ata gemar ha'tfilah. Now, from the time when one begins baruch sh'omer from alfa ha'tfilah, also la'atsku bedim, but I can't speak, afinu v'loshim ha'kodesh. No difference what language you're using, even if it's loshim ha'kodesh, it feels how to speak. Ah, the Indian hefzit did bar mitzvah, but regarding making a hefzit, for a bar mitzvah, the shiluk gave Sukkot Dezimra of Birkei Skel, the Kriyas Shema of Birkei Skel. Sukkot Dezimra is less common than Kriyas Shema. The Chayyim Ovam points out again an interesting thing. He says, if we're going to look through the Seder HaTfilah, we'll see that as we proceed through the Seder HaTfilah, the Dinei Hefzit become more and more common. We have an opening portion of the Tfilah, the brachos and the Karbonos, where one's allowed to be mafsik, basically, for anything you want, really. We have the Pesukei Dezimra, where you're allowed to be mafsik in more of a limited way. Kriyas Shema is even more limited, and Shemoneh Esrei, you can't be mafsik at all. And he says, the four portions of the Tfilah correspond to four different sections of the world, in a sort of ruchniyistic division of the world. He says this is the most basic level is the Olam Hazeh. And the first portion of the Tfilah indeed relates very, very directly to the Olam Hazeh type of tzrachim. The person makes brachas on Tachas Hashem for the basic bodily needs, for bodily functions, and clothing, etc., etc. That's the first section of the Tfilah. From Baruch Sha'omar until Yishtabah, the Pesukei Dezimra, that's connected the upper world, which is still in seeable physical upper world. Sun, moon, the stars, all in the compass of nature, and so very much in the Pesukei Dezimra with Meshabeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank him for the operation of the Kodesh HaTeva. The third section is connected the Olam HaMalachim, upper Ruchni's different world. And we mentioned in the third section of the Kedusha of the Malachim. And then, in the final section, one comes Ki'ilu, one goes beyond the world of the Malachim, and one comes Ki'ilu directly in front of the Kedush Baruch Hu. And we speak quietly as though we're standing privately there in front of the mat. And he says, because of this point, in each one of these areas of the Tfilah is a higher level, we also have to be more particular about the dinim of Hafsik. So let's go back now to the words of the Kiddush of Moral. So what are we allowed to be mafsik for? So, with Pesukei Dezimra, after the Baruch Sha'omar, the Ba'etzei Yishtabah, during Pesukei Dezimra, even during Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtabah themselves, Yishemeh is a bracha, mutaloi la'beis omeh. If one hears any bracha, one is obliged, one can and should answer omeh. So anybody says bracha nearby you during Pesukei Dezimra, one can answer omeh. Both if one is still holding within the mirrors themselves, or even if one's holding in the actual brothers in Baruch Sha'omar or in Yishtabah. One interesting point of here, worth mentioning,
Baruch Shabbat in two parts.
Oh,
so first of all, he started in the thicker, so he started in the middle, he started the final, Baruch again, that ends over
right,
there.
So right. First of all, the beginning part of it, before we come to Baruch Shabbat, I know Baruch Shabbat. So we come to Baruch Shabbat, I think that's going to be a kid. So the opening part is more like a type of introduction. There, certainly, one can be matzah. Once one comes to the later portion of it, which is like an actual matzveah of bracha, so there, in fact, one can still be matzah, but there is a distinction. There's a distinction here between all other brachas and Baruch Sha'ama and Yishchabach themselves, which is perhaps the most common scenario. What bracha are you going to hear when you say Baruch Sha'ama? You might hear your neighbor finishing to say Baruch Sha'ama. So, for Baruch Sha'ama and Yishchabach, one is not matzah. For all other brothers, not almost any other brother, somebody poofed says next door to you a brother while you're saying Baruch Shalom, like a Nazi at any stage of Baruch Shalom to say Amen. But,
even after
the Baruch, yeah. But, the Baruch Shalom, you tell themselves, which is probably the most common scenario, while it's not Masik to say Amen. And what's the reason for that? The reason for that is, very fascinating thing, that other brothers are clearly mandated in the Gemara. Clearly mandated in the Gemara. So their field is considered to be an absolute, sort of absolute type of field, and the answering the way is an absolute field of answering the way. Baruch Shalom, however, and therefore you're even mafsik in the Baruch Shalom to answer those other brothers. Baruch Shalom, however, although on the one hand it is registered in Halakha as being a very early takana, says the Musaf comes to us first time later, but we will not find it mentioned anywhere from the Furish in the Gemara. So the level of field is considered to be a lower level of chiyuv, and one not matzik the Baruch Shalom to answer Amen to somebody else's bracha, only to a bracha that is mandated by the Lord. But the bracha is not mandated by the Lord. Yeah, and so many like that. I do want to answer me. You know, there's in Chutzpah there's Baruch Shalom or not in my, but you know that's not relevant. In Baruch Shalom you tell us in chats. Not so many others. That's why by that time of day you can't even say it. Even if you had some sort of oidus, let's say, if you'd done the chasfus or some sort of mega oidus, it's like gave birth or oidus, and you just couldn't. So, that's why you missed it. It's good, it's good.
The whole
thing
around it has something to do with it.
It's not true. Anything can happen, remember, you know. Yeah, so that's the Amen. The Chay, in Shabbat, I call only the Kriz Shema. If the Sibur are saying Kriz Shema, I mean, it might be possible Shema Yisrael. That's a little thing to a place where people say Kriz Shema, you should join them in Shema Yisrael. You can do that during Sukkot and Zimba as well. While they're saying Shema Yisrael, you say also the possible Shema Yisrael.
Might be Hallel
because
it's
the main
day
rather than
tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we
say Hallel. Well, it's Hallel on Shabbat. It's Hallel on Shabbat. We call how much more so to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruchu, to Mutzal and the Hafsi, Kalani, and Hakkok. All these things, you hear a Kaddish, you hear a Kedusha, you hear a Baruchu, you can stop and answer with a Kok. One interesting point from which it says that no one answers the Kaddish, the answering of Rifu, which is a stupid thing. That's not part of the basic Choyva of answering Kaddish. It's like a minute to say that, not like the other Omeis, which are part of the obligatory answering of Kaddish. If one can manage to find some sort of stopping point to go and be Lizmo to and the Chabot has been possible to possible, yes, it shouldn't be trying to quickly finish the possible, it should be right in the middle of the thing. Umbaru Kumu Baru Shmoy, to answer Umbaru Kumu Baru Shmoy to a Brachel or whatever it might be, Loi yoma toy psukizima. A similar idea that too much should not say, like we just said before about the brittle. I feel it mocked. Perhaps the kimishen in this car bigger one. These things, although they're in Hogi, but not Israel. Maybe the Gemara too much, but don't even have a type of remnant in the Gemara, but it's not the foolish way in the Gemara, and therefore one does not answer it. But hey, now Musaf, he's far out the Ishtabach. I'm never sure people can say this nowadays, but it's printed in some Siduri, but Musaf to say at the time that the Chatham says Baruchu. It's printed on the side, he's far out the Ishtabach, all the things, and look, Shachazim, Dagin, Baruchu, no Yoima, him, Shein, Elamim. Let's finish off with one other very relevant thing. The Hain and Osset Strokh of Rishis Yodel, if somebody has to use the bathroom, nearly, says the kids, the low yoga brings a shiotza, which is not the shiotza, kimichiotza, or imra, karakasus, but to leave it for afterwards, after the 20 you'll remember to say. But the Mishnah Brewer says that one had the shiotza during Sukkot Zimra. That's how we look. But if you say shiotza during Sukkot Zimra, and Mishnah Brewer also adds other types of brokers that might come up as a sort of one off thing, if it happened to be thunder or lightning or some other broker, suddenly came the opportunity to say it during Sukkot Zimra, one can say it also during Sukkot Zimra. Okay, shiotza, everybody, wish you all a good day.